me to say the road to ruin is packed with patriarchy. So let the way of women guide democracy, and from plunder and pollution and Mother Earth be free. Feminism ain't about women, now that's not who it is for. It's about shifting consciousness that we're bringing into war. So listen up, you fathers, listen up, you sons, and tell me which side are you on now? Which side are just consumers, or are we citizens? Are we gonna make more garbage, or are we gonna make amends? Are you part of the solution, or are you part of the con? Tell me which side are you on now, which side are you on?
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursdays 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
Teach you how. Listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. It's the first time I'm on this new deck, and as you can tell, I'm fumbling a little bit.
It sounds wonderful to me.
I can't even hear you right now. What's going on?
Yep.
That one?
There we go.
Oh, okay. Oh,
now I'm
they
here.
They confuse us. Now there I'm we here. Go.
So welcome to your Thursday evening, just after 6 o'clock. You're listening to Are You Aware? And as usual, we're perfectly unpolished.
I'm Fleur, and that's
Christian.
And we're here for the next hour and a half negotiating our way through our new state-of-the-art soundboard in our new studios.
It is state-of-the-art, and we're just not used to state-of-the-art.
I know. We're old-school beta people.
We're totally beta.
Totes Bates. Oh, God.
And if you've never listened to Are You Aware before, we play music and musicians that are speaking for the underprivileged and the disenfranchised.
I like these 50 cent words you're pulling out right now. There's some big words for Sunny.
At least worth $1.50.
At least $1.50.
So we highlight charities and social justice issues, and we have a lot of fun while we do it.
Absolutely. We profile music and musicians that take the route of positive action over apathy. Potentially, the song might have a positive social justice message or a positive message, or we just like really like that jam, and then we find out what they're doing that's philanthropic in a way to inspire you, the listener, to go and get involved with maybe your favorite musician's charity or a charity that speaks to you personally.
Or even start something of your own.
That's right.
And inspire other people.
Enough of these startup internet companies. Let's do some startup nonprofits.
Yeah, I like it. Social entrepreneurship.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So who did we have up first? This was your choice.
We kicked things off with Frazee Ford with One More Cup of Coffee. I love that song. It's actually a Bob Dylan cover from his album Desire. And she's a Canadian singer-songwriter from BC. She's probably better known as a founding member of the Be Good Tanyas, which is a band from Vancouver here. And her solo debut album called Obadiah was released in 2010, and that track is on that album. And she just released a second album called Indian Ocean in 2014.
It was really nice, a very mellow way to start Are You Aware? Sometimes we go mellow, sometimes we go a bit crazy. Today we're just doing it mellow.
Yeah.
Celebrating folk.
Yeah, exactly. And speaking of that, she's playing the Vancouver Folk Music Festival.
And you have tickets. I'm going to be one of those cheapies and sit outside listening to it. I'm a little poor right now, but you bought some tickets and you're going. So what are you pumped to see?
Well, I'll start with Said the Whale on Friday evening. Really excited to hear them. I've been a fan since album one, but I've never seen them play. So I'm excited about that. Also, Hawksley Workman. Never seen him. He's a great Canadian musician. And Melbourne Ska Orchestra. I'd say that's the highlights for me from Friday evening. And then moving into Saturday, Blind Pilot, which I think they might be closing out Saturday. I'm excited about them as well. So that's a couple of the bands that I'm excited to see. And as always with the Folk Music Festival, you always learn about 10 or 15 other bands that you've never heard of That you'll absolutely love. So,
absolutely, and I love that they do those workshops so you can see people sort of working together and jamming maybe for the first time, or they've jammed before, and it's just a really cool experience to see people coming together and sort of doing a workshop space instead of just a plain performance, that you can sort of see some really cool stuff happening right in front of your eyes.
Yeah, definitely. And just the Folk Music Festival in general, it's a unique experience. It's neat to go to a festival in your own city and be able to go home at night, stay in your own bed, and then go right back the next day and, you know, full of energy and see another full menu of music. So it's a unique experience.
Absolutely. And, like, the view is ridiculous because it's right down at Jericho. So you look over the bay and the mountains and listen to the music. And then there's always it's such a great vibe because there's all the, the little trinket shops or whatever, like, yeah. I love those markets, but as well as the food carts and then, obviously the music. And then there's so many people that are just hanging around that are just enjoying the music from outside the fences as well, like I'll be doing.
Yeah, and outside the fence too. I don't want to promote that, but, you know, it sounds good out there too.
It does. On the beach. It does. And CITR will be broadcasting from there as well. So you keep it locked to CITR all weekend and they'll have some folk festival fun coming through the airways for you for that as well.
Definitely.
Okay, what have we got next?
What do we got next? So we're playing some Yesair. You want to cue it up?
I am so excited. I love Yesair. They've been quite quiet of late. They haven't released anything. However, apparently they're going to be releasing something this year or potentially next year. They call themselves an American psychedelic pop band. They're from Brooklyn, New York, and formed in 2006. And you and I went and saw them a couple of years ago.
Yeah, great live show, good energy. Yeah, loved it.
It was face melting, I think, was the way we described it.
We might have given it that review.
Yeah, I like that review. The third studio album, which is what we're going to be listening to today, is from 2012. And a few years ago, they actually designed a special T-shirt along with Block Party and the Falls, as well as the Horrors, to help teenage cancer sufferers in aid of Trek stock. The bands have designed did design limited edition T-shirts for the charity's 10,000 Hearts campaign.
And that charity, Trek Stop, supports young people with cancer by raising funds for life-saving research and awareness through music, fashion, and art collaborations and organized trekking experiences, which is kind of cool. And there's, you already mentioned this, that Yesair might be releasing a new album later this year, correct?
We can only hope.
Yeah, cross your fingers. So here is Yesair with Reagan's Skeleton on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 in the beautiful Vancouver.
Yeah, and it's another beautiful night, and we're playing beautiful songs, and that one was Passion
Pit. It's all just beautiful right now.
Yes, we're just loving it and loving ourselves. That was Passion Pit with Take a Walk. And they're an American electropop band from Cambridge, Massachusetts, formed in 2007. And Gossamer, I believe is how you pronounce it, was released in July 2012, and that track was featured on that album. And they released a third studio album called Kindred in 2015. So, and they actually headlined the Campus Consciousness Tour in 2010. And the two-week tour featured stops at 12 college campuses in the United States. And in addition to the music, the shows were focused on promoting eco-friendly lifestyles.
Yeah, it was part of the Reverb. This is a non-profit or environmental organization that sort of started this up, that educates and engages musicians and their fans to promote environmental sustainability. And nothing is wrong with that sentence. Reverb's greening services include carbon-neutral concerts and venues, biodiesel for vehicles and generators, as well as waste reduction, biodegradable catering products, recycling, green bus supplies and cleaners, energy efficiency, green green contract, rider eco-friendly merchandise, green sponsorship, and on-site online fan outreach. And we forgot to mention that the song we played was Take a Walk. You probably guessed that from the chorus, but...
Yeah, I might have even mentioned it too.
Oh, okay. Maybe I had a brain fart right then.
No big deal. We said it twice. I really like what Reverb's doing.
Yes, I really like what
Reverb's
doing as well.
Because I think touring and music tours are probably... generally very hard on the environment. So
absolutely. And I think if I remember correctly, Pearl Jam made a effort a couple of years ago on one of their tours to make it carbon neutral.
Yeah.
So I remember hearing something about that.
Yeah, and Jack Johnson I know is really big into carbon neutrality. And I know he, I can't remember all the details, but has made a big push in the past to do several things, including some of the things that you mentioned about Reverb,
and
to make things eco-friendly on his tours as well.
And funny you should mention that, because he's worked with Reverb. There you go.
Oh, things were ringing a bell.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. We're just coming up roses.
Yeah,
so not only has Jack Johnson been involved with Reverb, but also Alanis Morissette, Bare Naked Ladies, Beastie Boys, Dave Matthews Band, Fall Out Boy, John Mayer, Norah Jones, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Some heavyweights.
Yeah.
Some biggies in the industry.
Yeah, and a couple of those haven't released albums for a while. I was just thinking as I was looking at those bands.
Yeah, you're right. A couple of them are due.
Yeah, we should get on them and be like, get an album out.
Yeah.
Because they're totally listen to us. In the middle there, we had Aubergeau. Is that how you say it?
I believe
assume.
So.
I hope so. A Canadian indie pop band formed in 2004 in Toronto. Their third album release, which is what we heard, was in 2011, Metal Meets, with the song Niagara, one of my favorites. Unfortunately, the band announced they would go on an indefinite hiatus after their farewell show on September 7th, 2013. And I thought it was interesting. I was doing some research into the band, and they had a farewell, post on their Aubergeau website, and you can go there and still read the website. But I thought it was some pretty interesting stuff, and it was from Casey Meciga. I hope I said her name, Meciga. M-E-C-I-G-A. Don't know how. Depends on what nationality that name is.
Yeah, it can be pronounced
a number of different ways. But she. She had something interesting to say, and I thought I'd read a little bit of what she'd said in this farewell post. She said, "For the last 8 years, I've defined myself in part as front woman for the band Aubergeau. After some commercial and critical success, extensive touring, and hundreds of live shows, our band has decided to go on hiatus." And she goes on to say that, you know, she obviously loves the audience, blah, 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 blah. But she said, "My relationship to Aubergeau's reception is also one of ambivalence. I have been met with complicated responses from critics and larger audiences due to my race, gender, and sexuality. I can't help but feel sadness for the ways my body has been inscribed as a performer. I can't help feel tired by the ways that my brown performing body comes into contact with the multicultural sensibilities of Canadian audiences. And I am frustrated by the ways that my Asianness and my sexuality have been at times hidden and at times showcased to support notions of an inclusive Canadian multiculturalism."
Wow, powerful. She's making a major statement there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean, she does go on to say that despite, you know, her love of performing, it's just gotten too much. Like, people are focusing on the thing. Instead of focusing on the music, they focus on people's personal, you know, private lives, their appearance, you know, anything but the art that they're creating.
Yeah, and that happens all too often with entertainment, whether that be music, art, you know, acting. You know, it happens all the time. And so good for her for making a stand. And unfortunately, music fans don't get to listen to any new material from Aubergeau any longer. But good for her for taking a stand.
Well, and that's a devastating part, that they drove her, like, you know, all those sort of criticisms, or not even criticisms, but I guess cashing in on who she was to really perpetuate an agenda, whether it be to show how inclusive Canada is or how multicultural Canada is, with really just deferring any kind of any kind of attention towards the fact that, wow, this is amazing music by an indie artist that we should be supporting.
Yeah, exactly.
I kind of feel like, especially with the proponent of TMZ and all these tabloids, we're all turning into little gossip mongers. Like, it's a stitch and bitch session, right? Like, we all sit around and go, oh, look at, you know, such and such doing this and such doing that, and not actually focusing on their actual, their work and their creativity and their input into society to make it a better place.
Yeah, it's really sad, actually, right? Yeah, it's extremely sad. We've become a culture of, you know, putting people in fish bowls and kind of just you know, like enjoying observing not exactly what their output is artistically, but just how they dress and really
very judgmental.
Superficial and judgmental. And, and even that crosses over into our social lives with social media as well. And I know that's a much larger conversation, but yeah, I think it's crossing over too.
Well, absolutely. And the more, and you and I were born in a time before Instagram, before Facebook, and even for me, before the internet. So I look at the younger generations, and I especially look at, because I'm involved with big sisters and young girls, and you see what how influential social media is on just their whole being and what they're doing. And sometimes half of the stuff that they'd love to do, they can't. They feel suffocated because of judgment and other people's opinions. Why does other people's opinions matter?
Yeah, it shouldn't so much. Your own opinion is the only one that matters.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. And screw all those naysayers.
Yeah. So what do we got next?
We have
some Yukon Blonde. Yeah. All right. So originally from Kelowna, so there's another BC band going here, formed in 2005 under the name Alpha Baby. They changed their name in late 2008 and have been based in Vancouver since 2009. And their album Tiger Talk, their second album, Tiger Talk, was released in 2012. And they've had some success with that, nominated for the Juno Award for Breakthrough Group of the Year in 2013, and released their latest album, which is called On Blonde, this summer.
Yeah, and they headlined the Catalano Festival last weekend, which I think they brought down the Rainy House. It was pretty soggy last weekend, but I think a lot of people came out and saw them. I wish I'd been there. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to see them. I love this new song. This could potentially be on my best of 2015 at the end of the year. Just putting it out there.
Little preview.
Love this song. It's so boppy and just a great song for a Saturday night, and which is what the song was called. So, you know, getting you amped. They actually played Sing It Forward in 2013 with Shad and Hey Ocean, along with We Are the City, as well as some other artists. And all of the proceeds from that event went to St. James Music School, which aims to provide free music education to children from low-income homes in Vancouver. And Sing It Forward has sort of been a mainstay now for a couple of years, and it's usually every January or December that they have their show, which is a perfect time.
Yeah, exactly. Capitalize on the new year.
Absolutely. So, without further ado, here is Yukon Blonde, BC's own, with Saturday Night from their new album, On Blonde. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9.
Dive in the waters around. Yeah. concerts in CITR present Toronto punk band Metz. Touring to support their latest release, Metz 2, Metz will be playing at the Rickshaw Theater on August 3rd with guests Big Ups and Dilly Dally. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records.
This is the Park Avenue sobriety test. It's a kick in the teeth. It's the hornet's nest. It's the Park Avenue sobriety test. It's the cold, hard light of day. It's the pain in your heart. It's the look in your eyes. All of your friends are dropping like flies. It's the hole in the sky when a young man dies. Just wanna go to sleep. And when you finally sleep, you imagine a world. It's a beautiful world, filled with beautiful girls. And the girls in your world, the one you imagine, they all wanna know your name. So you tell them your name, and they give you their number. As you're calling, government sent, 'cause he's out on the deck. Some words will not autocorrect, like who the fuck will pay our rent. Some people are wealthy, others are rich. Some people complain, others just bitch. It might take a second to tell which is which, but the devil is in the details. This is the Park
Avenue
sobriety. Kick in the teeth. It's the hornet's nest. It's the
Park Avenue
sobriety test. It's the cold, hard light of day. It's the girl at the bar. She's pouring a drink. She's taking your dough. And you think that she winks. So you ask her her name. And she tells you a lie. 'Cause Frank's not a woman's name. Last call has been called, and now Frank's closing down. You're out on the street, and there's no one around. And it's raining outside, and whiskey you drown. And now you're walking across a bridge. And you're sobering up, and you get to the park. And it's sketchy as hell.
Oh, that finished a little faster than we had thought.
Hard stop, hard stop. You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. And that was Joel Plaskett with the Park Avenue Sobriety Test from the album of the same name. So
Just keep talking while I...
I wonder what those...
I was like, keep
Fleur
going.
Fleur is making hand motions at me. I don't understand sign language.
You're not used to me not like pulling you the bird most of the time.
Yeah, no.
I was like, keep talking. I'm trying to put the next scene in. As always, we're extremely professional here at CITR.
Yes, definitely. I'm a big Joel Plaskett fan. He's originally from Lunenburg, Nova Scotia, which is a small little town on the east coast of Canada. That album, The Park Avenue Sobriety Test, was released earlier this year, and Joel Plaskett has played is playing a benefit for the Kyber Building Fund in September of this year. And the Kyber Building is a building in Halifax, Nova Scotia, and the staff at that building,
it's actually the city, the council.
Sorry, go for it.
Sorry, no, yeah. I didn't want to interrupt.
No, it's you flow with it. I don't know too much about it, so I was just filling in while you were doing things over there.
Shizzle together.
Yeah.
And he's used to me interrupting him all the time. So the Kyber Building has been a theatre concert space for a number of years, and it's been city-owned. And unfortunately, it was put up on the city's surplus list last September, where the recommendation that it be sold, and obviously probably more likely, like a lot of live venues in Vancouver are usually sold and then bulldozed and replaced with condos. Lest us not forget Richards on Richards.
I know. Don't even bring it up.
So Joel Plaskett had actually met his wife there and loved the building. So he really thought it was a space that needed to be saved. So he joined the Friends of the Kyber, which have been active in making a case to the city for keeping the building publicly owned. And it's still going on, and it will still be going on. But they want to restore it and reactivate it into an arts incubator with a mixed-use community space. And it's it's been a great space for LGBTQ. Did I get them all right?
You nailed it.
Okay. As well. So he was really interested in that as well, just making it a space, an inclusive space for everybody in the community in Halifax. So to raise awareness and promote the fund, Friends of the Kyber have officially declared the summer of 2015 to be the summer of Kyber and are encouraging supporters to use the hashtag SOTK2015 when mentioning the events on social media. So they are hoping that it'll be reversed, but they want at least, have a good fight if it's not being reversed.
You got to fight for what you believe in. That's what we're all about at RUR.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you know what? I like Joel Plaskett a lot. I happen to live on the East Coast for a short period of time in Halifax, and I discovered him before I lived there, but I became even more fond of him as I spent some time in Halifax. So big fan of Joel Plaskett. Before that, we played a band from the UK. We played some Blur. They formed in 1988, so they've been doing their thing for quite a long time. And they actually were one of the bands responsible for popularizing the Brit pop genre.
I was a huge Blur fan in the 90s.
I kind of thought you might have been.
Yeah, I was. I actually saw them at V97. I think they played V97. I can't remember. That's a long time. That shows how old I am. Huge, obviously, Blur and Oasis had that the famous feud. It's kind of like the Beatles, Rolling Stones kind of thing. They had a hiatus for a while. Obviously, Damon Albarn was involved in Gorillaz for a while. But now they've sort of come back and seen if they can make a go of it in 2015 with their new album, The Magic Whip. So it's their first studio album in 12 years, which is crazy.
That's called a break, for sure. A big break. A hiatus, yes. You nailed it with that.
Yeah. And the album has received high praise from music critics. What were your thoughts? I mean, that song was okay. It was definitely no...
Yeah, I previewed the whole album, every track on it, and that was really the only song that I was feeling a little bit.
Yeah.
I have a rule. It's a five listen rule. I think you have to listen to everything at least five times before you can truly, give your thoughts on it. But first listen for me. I'm not feeling the album a whole lot. That song I like, though.
Yeah, the song was okay, but yeah, it's no Modern Life is Rubbish. It's definitely not There's No Other Way, which is one of their breakout hits back in the day from their self-titled album. To me, and I'm not going to say I'm a huge, know a lot about music. I know a little bit, and I know a bit about Blur. I felt like they sounded a bit bored.
Yeah, you know what?
It's a bit lackluster.
Yeah,
right?
I think you might have hit the nail on the head. Yeah, now that I think about it, yeah, sounded a little bit bored. Like they were just, their hearts weren't in it.
Yeah.
Making an album to make an album.
Yeah.
Because they hadn't made one in 12 years.
Exactly. Yeah. Probably trying to get some money.
Trying to fill the coffers.
Exactly. So, yeah. I don't know. Blur, go back to the There's No Other Way kind of The Modern Life is Rubbish, Park Life. They were so good back then.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that being said, though, they have supported some charities. So
They have. And I have a special place in my heart for Blur, and they've done some amazing stuff. And if you ever get to see them live, they're phenomenal. They actually supported the Willow Foundation, which is a national UK charity that provides special days for seriously ill 16 to 40-year-olds throughout the UK. The special days that the charity provides to people living with life-threatening conditions are entirely the applicant's choosing and can often to be a request to meet their favourite celebrity. So I guess it's kind of like make a wish for adults.
Yeah, and that's what I find interesting, because how often do you see organizations like this focus on late teens to adults? You know, generally they're focused on youth, younger children, which is great, but I find it really interesting that this organization focuses on providing these experiences to older people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody needs a pickup when they're dealing with life-threatening diseases.
Definitely.
Obviously.
Yeah. So you can find out more at www.willowfoundation.org.uk. And we've got some Death Cab for Cutie.
Death Cab
for Cutie.
It's a little scary.
It is.
You talk about them. You chose this one.
Okay. So they're from just down the road in Bellingham, Washington, formed in 1997. They've been seriously super popular, and they're labeled as indie rock, indie pop, and alt rock. I have a couple of their albums. I got to say, I used to be a fan a number of years ago. And they released a new album in March of this year. It's called Kintsugi. And Chris Walla, who's a founding member, he is featured on this album. But he actually announced that he would be departing after the album was released. And so he has departed from the band. So that was a big announcement, as one of the founding members leaving. So,
and yeah, I heard on the radio yesterday, not CITR, a different radio, and I won't name names because we're promoting CITR, but they said that they were looking at an interview or something with a couple of the band members and said that his foot had been halfway out the door for a number of years, and it was kind of like a relief that he'd finally said, okay.
Yeah. Well, they've been doing it for long enough, right?
Yeah.
So since 97.
It's a long time.
Right? You know, you're going to eventually want to move on to new things.
Absolutely.
And I have heard that he is still involved in music. So he probably just needed a fresh start on something new that's exciting to him,
exactly.
Right? So you can't fault the musician.
No, exactly. Yeah. You know, everyone's lives change and wanes and waxes. So the album is Kintsugi, and it was released in March 2015. And they're currently on tour, but with no Vancouver dates planned as yet.
Not as of yet. So, and they've recently supported a Seattle public schools lunch program. So a portion of the band's concert ticket proceeds go to the Seattle Public Schools lunch program. And this organization serves over 30,000 meals each school day, which it's sad that many children need this kind of support. I think it's great that these programs exist. And I actually was interested to see if anything like this existed in Vancouver. And there is. The Vancouver Public School Board actually has a hot lunch program. And they also just recently, in February, introduced a new pilot food program. It's called Lunch to Go. And it delivers food to vulnerable kids at schools that don't have these hot lunch programs. So I think it's great that the school board here is expanding their food programs to support youth and students and children that don't get sent to school with the right amount of nutritious food.
So, nutrition is a huge part of the learning process. So if a kid's hungry and not getting the nutrition it needs to concentrate, they're obviously not going to do well at school.
That's right.
So what song are we playing?
So we're playing Black Sun. So here's Death Cab for Cutie on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
City of seven hills. debris flows to the ocean. To meet again, I hope it will. How could something so fair be so cruel when this black sun revolved around?
Don't miss the All Nations Festival from July 23rd to 25th in Coquitlam. It's an annual festival of music, art, food, sports, and ideas celebrating Coast Salish territory. The three-day celebration includes two free live music stages featuring the Funk Hunters, DJ Headspin, Aus 12, and more. Dozens more events listed online at www.allnationsfest.com.
Makes me feel like crying. the song of warning from the blackbird calling. The hills are alight. Feels like the first day of your life. There's a hawk in the distance. He ain't praying for forgiveness. It's his nature to kill. But mine isn't. But we all kill in ways that he doesn't. As we pay our taxes to the war machine.
Are you not sure where to go on campus? Traveling late at night and afraid to go alone? Call SafeWalk, a free service where a co-ed team will take you anywhere you need to go on campus. Don't walk alone. For a walk, add SafeWalk to your phone. Call 604-822-5355. That's 604-822-5355. Alternatively, use a UBC Blue phone and ask for SafeWalk. Approach any SafeWalk team or drop by our office on the main floor of the sub across from the gallery lounge.
Out for the tie that binds, because you're mine, I walk the line.
Call of the wind in the wind.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR just after 7:15. And that was the Great Lake Swimmers with the Great Bear from their 2015 album called A Forest of Arms. That's just a beautiful song. I was lucky enough to see them play at last year's Vancouver Folk Music Festival, actually. Great band. And they're a Canadian band. Built around the melodic folk rock songs of singer-songwriter Tony Decker, originally from Waynefleet, Ontario, currently based in TO. And their style has been compared to Nick Drake, Iron and Wine, Neil Young, and Sufjan Stevens. So they've definitely been compared to some big names.
Sorry about that.
No problem. A Forest of Arms is their sixth studio album, so they've been cranking them out over the years.
Yeah, they're... I think they're one of your best exports.
Oh, wow. Well, that's interesting to hear.
Yeah, I really like the, especially in the last sort of 10 years for sure. They recorded the song Ballad of a Fisherman's Wife for the Swim, Drink, Fish Music Club. Say that fast five times. Members of this club received monthly downloads in return for their funds supporting Lake Ontario Waterkeeper. The Swim, Drink, Fish Music Project is now being rolled into an exciting new initiative, the National Water Centre, with its mandate to promote an appreciation for the natural environments and arts. The Water Centre will once again unite waterkeepers with musicians. So you can find out more about that at swimdrinkfish.ca.
That's a cool initiative. I know Gord Downie from the Tragically Hip has been involved in that as well. I think it's really cool. I mean, water, obviously, we know we're in a drought here on the West Coast, and California has been in drought conditions for years. It's a big important thing that we need to talk about. So
absolutely, and I mean, there's a lot of press going on around Nestle, basically buying trillions of liters of water for $2 something.
That is sickening.
And we won't talk about who's allowing that to happen because it's a little controversial, but it is. You know, again, we've talked about this for a long time, the old ways of perceiving how things should go and how they really should go nowadays with regards to our environmental degradation. Hopefully, you know, this is all part of what we do at IUA, talking about this sort of stuff, focusing on trying to get you guys inspired to go out there and write a letter campaign. There is enough online letter campaigns and petitions that you can get behind. I know that Avaz has stuff. Some of us always have petitions to go around, and I know there's a Nestle BC Water petition going around, so definitely go out there and click it. Maybe we'll try and find it and put it on the
Facebook. We'll put
it
on Facebook. Check out our Facebook and sign the petition.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Before that, we had Billy Fay with War Machine off his latest album, Who is the Sender? I like Billy Fay quite a bit. He's a English singer-songwriter. His first release was in 1967, so he goes way back. And following the release of his second album, which was released in the early 70s, he was dropped by his label and didn't produce much in the way of music from that point forward. He did enjoy a pretty major growing cult status in the 90s, and he's been covered by some pretty big bands, including Wilco, The War on Drugs, and A.C. Newman.
That's crazy. And then Faye's 2012 album, which was his first album of all new material since 1971, called Life is People, he actually donated the proceeds of the record to the humanitarian aid organization Médecins Sans Frontières, a.k.a. Doctors Without Borders, and we all know about them. So I thought that was quite interesting that, you know, his first all new material since 1971, and he donates it all to charity, which is amazing.
It's great. And we were talking about taking a hiatus, and that's a hiatus.
Yeah, 1971 to 2012, that's a long time. So obviously, Médecins Sans Frontières is known for its projects in war-torn countries as well as natural disasters. They have been huge in the Ebola crisis and helping in numerous areas where there's been either environmental or natural disasters as well as war-torn countries, and a great organization to get behind. The track, this track is from his latest album, Who is the Sender, which was only released in April 2015. So he's definitely coming back as someone to notice, basically.
Definitely. And his music's, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You know, he plays a beautiful piano. I really like his voice, and his songwriting is incredible. So
it's kind of like he's having a renaissance.
He is having a renaissance. Yes.
A renaissance.
Yes. So help Billy Fay have a renaissance and check him out as soon as possible. It's a must. So what do we have coming next?
Well, we're shifting gears a bit. We've sort of been a bit folky and mellow. We're going to jack it up.
We're going to bring the pace up a little bit.
Exactly. We're going to play the East End Radicals with their album Nothing Left. This is a punk rock band from Montreal, Quebec, and they write political songs and positive songs about the real world. So obviously a no-brainer to be on this show. Their second album, Zero Hour, was released earlier this year, and that was part of a charity compilation album that supported the Cladac Fund.
Yeah, and interestingly enough, that fund was started by the Dropkick Murphys, their bassist, Ken Casey. So, and that organization is committed to supporting organizations who champion the needs of children and support vulnerable populations. So to find out more about that, www.cladagh.org, and that is spelled CladagH fund.org. And here is the East End Radicals with Nothing Left on Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR.
Shadow on the wall is all I ever see. His face, it haunts. sacrifice and the window of opportunity. You see, it's closing in on me. I feel it in my bones. It's like they turned to stone. Paralyzed because I'm blind to what my future holds. As I look down that long and lonesome road, I see there's nothing there for me. There is nothing, nothing, nothing there for me. There's nothing, nothing, nothing good for me. When you see the lights get dimmer and the walls are closing in, there is nothing, but I keep trucking, keep trucking.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
To anywhere, maybe we can make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. And maybe we'll make something. And me, myself, I got nothing to prove.
You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here and we're gonna the convenience store. Manage to save just a little bit of money. I won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living.
See, my old man's got a problem. Live with a bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mom went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough that we could fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
So I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, felt like I was drunk.
city lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belong, and I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
And entertain ourselves, still ain't got a job. I work at the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs.
So I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. And I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job, pays all our bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar, see more of your friends than you do of your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me fine. And I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere, so take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. And I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight, live and die this way.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I'm your host, Ben Life. This is The Spice of Life. I'm here with Callum, and I'm not sure which mic he's on. Does it have a number on it? Is that the one? Say a thing.
I'm saying words.
I think we're good.
Excellent.
What an intro. You could get closer to the mic if you want. We just sat down, actually. It was very rushed.
Yeah.
I have butterflies.
This is my first time guest hosting a radio program to you.
Who said you're guest hosting?
Well, you're the normal host.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I guess you can guest host. What's good? What brings you here?
You?
Yeah.
You asked me to come in.
I did ask you to come in. I'm very lonely.
Yeah, Ben wanted company tonight.
And I've been told by listeners that when it's just me, it's not funny and I'm not very good. I have very critical listeners.
Yeah, your fans are really loyal.
Yeah, my mom is very critical.
Yeah.
She's the one fan that listens in. Hi, Mom. How's it going?
Hi, Mrs. Life.
That's Mrs. Life to you. Oh, yeah, you got it.
That's what I said.
I didn't really tell you anything about it. Do you know how this works? Do you know what we do here?
You play music on the radio.
I play music on the radio. And the kind of music that I play, do you know what the kind of music that I play is?
Post-rock, math rock, shoegaze.
Those are cool. Normally people don't know what those things are.
You talk about it a lot.
I do talk about it a lot. I'm very pretentious and hard to be around. So we're going to just start with a song then. Is that suitable to your interests?
That sounds good.
Is it titillating?
A little bit.
Just a little bit?
I'm excited.
On a scale of 1 to pure titillation, where is it?
Like, whatever that bird, a titmouse, I would say.
It's a titmouse.
Yeah.
That's a great answer. I was not expecting a good answer. Okay. Well, then, for all the titmice out there, this song is by the band Queto. The song is Ripped from the Soil off their album The Great Upheaval.